Today's share in Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Mem Dalid Omud Aleph, and we're beginning with the very last words of the previous Daf, Sif Yud Dalid in Simin Lamed Bein, still talking about the parchment and the writing of a proper pair of tefillin. And the Mechaber writes, Hasofrim Hazrizim, those zealous sofrim, those sofrim that are very righteous, Osim Shlosha Mine Klof, and they will prepare three different types of parchments to be used for the different parshios of the Tefillah Shel Rosh, because each one is placed in a separate compartment, and as we'll see, in order not to have the compartments, in those days they weren't as sturdy and strong as we were, not looking perfectly square in a line from the outside because the parchment inside is pushing against them, and therefore they would make the parchments of different sizes so that the boxes from the outside, each section, would look exactly the same. You'll see what I mean hopefully in a moment. So the Mechaber continues, what are the three types of parchments that they would use? Ha'avyos, they're the thickest type of parchment that they would use. They would write the smallest parsha on. Yoser, ha'avyoser, lichtov bo parsha shma, shiktana, which is the smallest parchment, so it's the thickest one. It will take up the same space as the next size up, which is a larger parchment, therefore they made it less thick. The Mechaber continues, Vahadak mimenu, the slightly less thick parchment that is used next, is for the parsha of Ohayim Shamoa, Shiyosir Gadol, because that parsha is a longer parsha, you need more cloth, more parchment, so they would use a less thick parchment. We'll see, the Mishneh Berurah will say that this is a mistake, this really should be Vahoyo Ki Yiviyacha. And then the last size parsha, L'parshas Kadesh, L'parshas Voyo Ki Yiviyacha, which we'll see again, this should be Voyo Im Shamoa, Shehem Aruchos, they're longer parshios, so therefore they're going to take more cloth, so they would use a even less thick cloth, Osim Cloth Dak Me'od. Ubazem Yismalu Habatim B'shove V'zehu Noi L'tfilin. In this way, when they had to write a longer parsha, they would use a less thick cloth. When they write a medium-sized parsha, they use a slightly thicker cloth. And when they wrote the shortest parsha, they would write the thickest cloth. Ultimately, therefore, they'd be the exact amount of cloth size for each of the parshios, larger and smaller, and this way they would fit them into the batim, and it would not press against the batim, and each one of the compartments of the Shel Rosh would look exactly the same. That's in essence what the Mechaber is saying over here. The Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot Lamed Gimel explains, as I mentioned, that it was a mistake, that the Mechaber is a printing error. Instead of the medium-sized parsha being V'hoye Im Shamoa, the medium-sized parsha, it's a Tov Sofer, the Mishneh Berurah says, V'tzorech Lomar, the parsha's V'hoye Ki V'yacha, She Yoser Gedola, then Shema Yisrael, but it's smaller than the other parshios. Well, the parsha's Kadesh, the parsha's V'hoye Im Shamoa, Shema Ruchos, then they would use the less thick, the least thick parsha. And then he adds, the Rami Kasav, brings down the name of the Rami, Shah Sofrim Shalhem Osim Tikkun Acher, that nowadays the Sofrim make a different type of an arrangement in order that all the parshios should be the same size. They take one cloth of the same size and just leave a lot of blank spaces on it for the shorter parshios. So this way all the clothim, all the parchments are exactly the same size. Shekola clothim him shovim ba'orech echod uba'ovi echod. They're all the same length, the parchment, and the same width. However, some of them are more filled up with words, some of them are less filled up with words, depending on the size of the parsha. Obviously, there'll be more blank space. This also alleviates the problem of having different size parshios, which will be different size compartments, resulting in a less noy, a less beautiful pair of tefillin. In Dishu No 58, he brings down in the name of the Keses HaSofer, that nowadays, because our abilities to make the batim are much, much better than they were in those days because of technology, and it was only in those days where they had this problem, because their batim were made out of a very thin material and could easily be pushed by the parshios. However, the parshios today are much thicker and better, and therefore there is no concern that this will happen, and therefore none of this is really shayach practically nowadays. Sif Tezvav. The Mechaber writes, Im le'achar shenichtav, after you've written the parsha on the cloth, nikav besoch hahei o hamem kosher. If then a hole becomes apparent within the confines of the internal part of the letter hey or the letter mem, so then it's still kosher. This is still a kosher cloth. Afilu nikav kol tocho, even if the entire inside of these letters is missing, since none of the actual letter is missing, it's just the parchment that's missing, so the Mechaber writes, that is still acceptable. Shanekib memale kol acholo, even if the hole fills up the entire space in between, it's not interrupting any of the letters, and therefore it's still kosher. That's the first opinion that the Mechaber brings down. He then, however, brings down, Avol b'Yerushalmi, he brings down the Yerushalmi writes, Mashma shegam bifnim tzorosh Shia Mukov Klof. The Yerushalmi has an opinion that's different. And the Yerushalmi holds that even the inside of the letter, the space of the inside of the letter, also has to be surrounded with cloth. And if the whole thing is missing because there's a puncture or a hole over there, that's not acceptable according to Yerushalmi. Dear Shunov 59 gives a little bit of a background to this, and then we'll see the Mishnah Brura. So it brings down the Gemara Menachos, which is an opinion of Rav Yehuda in the name of Rav, that says that any letter that doesn't have surrounding parchment around it on all four sides is psula. We've already discussed this. Now, he then brings down the Tosus in Gittin, who says that the marker of this din is based upon a drasha in the Gemara in Shabbos, where it says uchsavtem, which is ksiva tama. It has to be a very nice print, which means shetzarech os shetia mukefes klaf chelek misviva. Every type of letter has to have surrounding parchment that's free of any writing around it. Kedeshi yitzuras and ikeres hetev, in order that the letter should stand out by the white surrounding parchment around it. And the Bach brings down din zehu aloch lemosh misinai. This is true. Even if the letter is written at the very edge of the cloth or at the side of the cloth, you need to have some free spare parchment around it with nothing on it. And this is true if there's a hole right near the letter, even though it doesn't impinge on the letter, but it impinges on the space of cloth, so that's not good. And likewise, if one letter touches another letter, even though all the letters are intact, it's not considered mukefes gvil, and it's no good. With this background, we can hopefully understand the Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan Lamed Daled. The Mishnah Brura also has a little hakdom over here. Naktim shtei hakdomas, 2 points he wants to bring out. V'achakach nevor be'ezer Hashem yisparach. Then we'll be able to understand this better. Number one, he points out, kol os tzarech shei olav tzuros or roi le'oso os. Every letter has to be properly formed. The imlav puzzle. If it's not properly formed the way that we'll learn later on, it's no good. U'bazeh ein chiluk. Nobody argues with this. In lo nichtav kilchoso or im'achakach niskalkel. Everybody agrees that this is an absolute requirement. Doesn't make a difference if it wasn't written properly in the first place or if it ultimately got destroyed or ruined in some way afterwards. That is a fundamental psul in the tefillin. Then he says, kol o she'en gvil mukaf lo mi'abu u'chosel psula. As we just pointed out from Dir Shuno 59, he tells us that every letter has to have parchment around it. This is called mukaf gvil. Two additional points he wants to bring. Aleph, davkin lo yal mukaf gvil kol demksiva. This is only if it wasn't fully surrounded before the writing. However, I will only achar ksiva asenekiv okera somuch laos. If after it was written down, only then do you have some sort of a tear or a puncture around or right next to the letter from the outside, mibachutz, vayidezeh eino mukav gvil, kosher. But now it would be kosher, even though it's not surrounded, mukav gvil, but since it was originally, and now only is the gvil missing, it still is considered kosher. The issue note 60 points out that the Prima Gadim says this is only bidyevit kosher, lechachila, you should try to fix it if at all possible. Furthermore, this din of mukav gvil is learned out from that pasuk usaftem that we spoke out before, which means ksiva tama. And daishia kain bishas ksiva bilvad, and it's acceptable, at least bidyeved, if not lechatchila, if this was originally done right, and if it's not right anymore, it still is acceptable. However, according to the Bach, who says it's halacha l'moshe misinai, so the Prima Gadim writes, afim nase eino mukav gvil li'achar ksiva reis apostle. This would not be acceptable according to the Bach. Then point B is that the Mishnah Brura wants to bring down. Das rov haposkim de'ein tzarech lios mukav gvil rach mi bachutz lo sios lo besochan. This concept of the letter being surrounded by mukav gvil, surrounded by parchment, is only on the outside part of the letter, but not on the internal inside part of the letter, other than chutz mi Yerushalmi shemach bezeh. That was the first opinion of the Mechaber who holds like this, and only the Yerushalmi that the Mechaber brought down disagrees with this. Now the Mishnah Brura says we'll understand the Shulchan Aruch when it says if after it was written there's a nekev hatam, the reason why it's still good. Number one, on the internal aspect, you don't even need hakavas gvil according to everybody but the Yerushalmi. And therefore, even if the nekev on the internal part of the letter came first, it's still kosher. If you wrote the letter around it, that's not a problem, because it's on the inside. Why did he then say it's only kosher, or seems to say it's only kosher, if the letter was written first and then the nekev came? That's mishum de lechatchila ein lichtov afilu a nekev b'emsa chalolo v'imamali yistocho. That's lechatchila, one shouldn't do that. Alvo b'emesim ova v'kosa, but if you in fact did it, it would be good. Afilu me'a nekev kodem shenichtav kosher v'in tzor shum tikkun. Absolutely be good. In Sif Kot Lamed Hey, he says that the puncture or the hole was inside the letter hey. V'uadin sharosios, this is true for other letters as well. It just gave hey as an example. Any letter, she'eshlan gimel defonos, v'eshchalabasoch, any letter that's surrounded at least on three sides, or certainly on four sides, and has an open space in the middle, a blank space in the middle. However, aval achav sofis, pshuta, which only is surrounded on two sides, v'koshkein vav u'chadom, and certainly a letter like the vav, which is only on one side, lav toch mikri, that doesn't have an internal aspect, and this din wouldn't apply to that. In Sifkat and Lamed Vav, the Mishnah Berurah writes that when we said that it has to, even if it fills up the entire internal space, it's still good. Afilu noga hanikiva b'oz gufa, even if the hole cuts a little bit into the letter. Kol shenishar srita daka mibachutz, as long as the letter is still somewhat intact, even if it's on the outside aspect, the internal aspect has been punctured, it still is kosher. The ain shir l'aviosios, because technically a letter doesn't have any minimal thickness, as long as there's at least a pencil thin line that's recognizable, it would still be perfectly good. In Sivkot and Lamed Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah comments about the Yerushalmi, and he says, "V'im kein dino ki mimachutz." According to Yerushalmi, an internal hole is just as bad as an outside hole, and therefore they have the same din. Im hoya nekev besochol kodem siva, therefore if the hole is there before the writing, it's possible. And then he tells you, Ayin betazu prima godim, b'shem alavush, sheesh lahachmik ha-Yerushalmi. The bottom line, he says, is you should really follow this practice of the Yerushalmi. B'dad de la Yerushalmi, tzorech ha-kofas gil b'chol ha-tzdodim mi-bifnim, kimo mi-bechutz. And he says that this Yerushalmi is machmir, that not only do you have to have internal aspect with surrounding parchment in its entirety, it's on all four sides. And therefore, al-kein, im nika besocho kodim ha-ksiva, if the hole is there before the writing, etzal os, right next to the letter of Ayideh Ze'en Amuk of Gvil, and therefore it's not going to be surrounded by parchment. Yesh ligro ma'at mi bifnim, me'ovi akav shalaos via Amuk of Gvil. You have to erase a little bit of the letter in order to fulfill this requirement. It tells you to look in the Bir Halacha as well, further more information about this. Then the Mechaber continues and says, Nikav regel pnimi shel hay. If the internal aspect of the leg of the hay is punctured, afilu nisha mimenu el koshu, even if there is only a small little amount left, kosher l'rosh. The Rosh says that this is still good. Mishnah Berurah explains here in Sivkot Lamed Ches, v'uadin enimchak kitzas mihadyo v'lo nikav. The same thing would be true if the letter was erased, if the ink was erased without a puncture. And he says, v'davko behei polik harosh. And it's only on the hay that the Rosh argues, u'machshir, and accepts it, a small piece of the leg missing. As long as im nishar koshu bein amala me'anek of be'lamata, as long as there a little bit the hay left, whether it's on the top or on the bottom. Why? The sovar, the ain shir la nekuda tluyba, because this little bit of the hay has no minimal shear to it. As long as there's something there, it's acceptable. Vavilum kosav mitchilo rego kotzer kazeh, koshel rosh. And even if lechatchila you had made it very, very small, it still is acceptable because there is no minimal shear. However, avol bishar osios, for all other letters that don't have this kula, for example, kamo ches uchadome, we have a full side that you have to have there. Gamma rosh moded da regal asmali dino kamo regal imini. In this situation, the left and the right do have a larger size that they have to have, and it's only with the hay, which has that no minimal shear on its small left side. The other letters don't have that same kula, and therefore it would not apply. This is a unique din according to the Mechaber, according to the Rosh, as explained by the Mishnah Berurah. However, the Ramah then says, Shar Poskim disagree with this Mechaber and his understanding of the Rosh, and Matzrichim, they require, Kimlo Os Kitana, that the little bit of the bottom left of the hay can't just be a little something. It must be a little bit bigger, at least the size of a small letter. And the Ramah writes, Vahachi Hilchasa, and this is in fact the Psak Halacha he brings down in the name of the Beis Yosef. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Lamed Tes writes, "Umayri be'inyan shein bo chisori mishum hakofas gvil." This is also talking about where there is no problem about being surrounded by parchment on all sides. Kagon shenekav la'achar ksiva, that the puncture came there after it was already written, so that's not a problem. We will learn in Sif Tes Zayin at the end of it. The ilav hachi, because if it wasn't for that, then pasul afilu nishtai yose michlo os ketano gam la'rosh. Then it would be no good, even according to the Rush. And Mitzvah Shem will pick this up more when we do Sif Tezayin tomorrow. We'll also leave to tomorrow the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Mem. That's really on tomorrow's Amud. And we'll have a more detailed discussion then about V'hachi Hilchasa. The Halacha Berurah brings down that the shear of Os Kitana that we just discussed is the letter Yud, based upon the Mordechai and other Rishonim. And this is indeed the opinion of the Magen Avraham as well. However, others disagree and say v'yesh l'shar bi'os yud shel oso haksav. Others say it has to be the yud that is the size of the letters that you're currently writing, and not that you could write a yud smaller if the other letters were smaller also. Then he says, "V'yesh machmirim lahatzruk shi'ah bo kishir os yud shleima im ha'oket satachton shalah." And then he says that one should be stringent and make sure that the letter yud that you're writing over here should be the complete letter yud, which includes a small little oketz at the bottom of the letter yud. This will conclude today's shir.